Ja, herzlich willkommen. Welcome. This is an English presentation, so I should announce it in English. Yeah, we will hear from Carlos from the Open Nebula project about Open Nebula, obviously. And after the presentation, you will have the possibility to put some questions to Carlos. And I think now we enjoy.
Okay, well, thank you for coming, thank you for your interest to customize Open Nebula. Then just a bit about the advanced stuff, you can do some other deployments. So Open Nebula is a software to build clouds, but what is cloud anyway? Cloud computing is a very fuzzy term, and basically we use it for any kind of online service. We can divide the cloud computing in three different types. The higher level would be the applications and user use, like Gmail, that's software as a service. The kind of clouds that developers use, like for example Google App Engine or Windows Azure, we call that platform as a service. And infrastructure as a service is a type of cloud where you request raw infrastructure. So you get a whole computer, a virtualized computer, and you can do whatever you want with it. You can install what you need, you can manage it. And and building this kind of infrastructure as a service clouds, it's not just as simple as writing a nice front end for your users that talks to the hypervisor. You also have to manage all the storage, the networking, the talking with the hypervisor, making it interoperable with other components, and all the ecosystem of the cloud. And this is what Open Nebula does. You give Open Nebula control of your physical infrastructure, your virtualization hosts, your storage, your networking, and Open Nebula builds an abstraction layer and presents that to you as a cloud, as a private cloud. This cloud makes it easier for administrators to use your infrastructure, but it also can be used by the end users. And if you want to share your private cloud with users outside of your organization, you can enable one of the cloud APIs like OCCI or EC2, and you build a public cloud. You can also create a hybrid cloud if you plug Open Nebula into a remote provider like Amazon EC2, for example. Open Nebula will use your local resources, and if it needs to send requests to the remote provider to meet peak demands, it will do that automatically for you, and that's transparent to the upper layers, to the end users. The Open Nebula project has been around for more than 5 years now. It's a mature project. It has a big community behind it. And as you can see, we have lots of releases cycles. Most of our users are industry companies. We also have a fair number of research centers. These are just examples of our reference users. And our guidelines are these ones. We try to deliver a product that is light, scalable, highly adaptable, interoperable, and at the same time we really focus on making it ready to be used on the enterprise in production. And we do that with our thorough test procedures and also offering commercial support from the developers. Well, I'm going to do a really quick demo of Open Nebula so you get an idea. This is Open Nebula Sandstone. This is our web interface. You're seeing here the dashboard. And as you can imagine, you can see your physical resources. Here I have localhost, because this is a really small cloud, just my laptop with KVM. You can see the usual information. You can get extended monitoring information. You can also manage user accounts. You can see the usage they're doing now at the moment, and you can set limits for your users, for the number of images they can register, for the storage size they can get. Where else could I show you? Of course, you can upload images. You can create new virtual machines with a nice wizard. So you click the disk you want, the network. The virtual machines themselves, I have a couple of them. Some things you can do from here is access through BNC. Some other stuff you can do. Of course, get some detailed information. You can get information about the disks you have. You could attach a new one, hot plug in it. You can do the same with network interfaces. You can hot plug a new one or detach one that's already running. You can take system snapshots, and you can do pretty much everything you can do in OpenNebula through the command line interface. So you can get the template, the log. Well, I think you get an idea of what OpenNebula looks like. This is the administration interface, but if I log in as a regular user, I get this very same portal, just customized and kind of simplified with fewer options to be more guided for end users. So it's more like step 1, 2, 3 and deploy your VM. And this is what an OpenNebula looks like when you install it. You can see here this highlighted machine is where you install OpenNebula. OpenNebula needs to be installed only in one computer. We call this the front end, and this is where OpenNebula manages everything from monitoring, authentication, authorization, accounting, quotas, and then you have your virtualization hosts. With OpenNebula, you don't need to install anything in the hosts. You don't have any agent or software. So it's just a matter of installing your hypervisor and doing some very basic configuration. You will have to grant SSH access and maybe edit the sudoers file, but that's it. You can see here we have two different networks. We usually advise to have two networks, one for the connectivity of your virtual machines and giving them access to the internet. And the other one is the one that handles the heavy traffic. When you deploy VMs, when you migrate them, you have to move lots of disks. And this network is also the one that carries the commands from the front end to the hypervisors. Whenever possible, we try to use existing technologies, and even better if they are open source. And we also like to give as many choices as possible and as reasonable. So, for example, for authentication, you can use the OpenNebula user password, the basic one, but you could also enable X549 certificate, you could use an LDAP server, or even use SSH keys. For hypervisors, we support SEN, KVM, VMware. There are also community plugins for other hypervisors like VirtualBox. What else, for example? For the virtual machine network isolation, you can use OpenVSwitch, EBTables. Oops, sorry. Same goes for storage backends. You can use the most simple one would be copying the files over SSH or setting up NFS. But you could also use Ceph, GlasterFS, iSCSI. So, as you can see, we tried to give you the option to make OpenNebula as simple or as complex as you need it to be. And this is the internal architecture of OpenNebula. This is what you install on the front end machine. The OpenNebula core daemon itself is written in C++, so is the scheduler. We try to keep it very, very lightweight and scalable and fast. So, keeping it simple, we move the complexity of interacting with other components to small drivers. We have different sets of drivers for all the different technologies we interact with. So we have drivers for the hypervisors, the storage backends, the authentication services. These drivers are very small scripts. They can be in any language. Most of them are in Bash, some of them in Ruby. And the idea here is that we try to make these drivers very easy to understand and to customize. So if you have a 20-line script and you need to modify wherever you need, you don't really need to know anything about the Open Nebula code. You don't need to be familiar with it. And you don't have to worry about new releases. You won't have to merge the changes in the C++ core or whatever. They're just small files, really easy to modify. For example, this is the set of drivers for interacting with Xen. As you can see, we have one different file for each small action. So we have one for deployment, one to cancel, one to migrate. And this is the actual script we use to migrate machines without the comments. So we're really open to customization and adapting what we deliver or creating new ones. To interact with Open Nebula, we have an XML-RPC API. It's language agnostic, it's really simple, and that's the one we use, for example, for the scheduler. And we also have higher level bindings for Ruby and Java. Our tools are most of them written in Ruby. The command line, the web server, the Sandstone I just showed you, the cloud servers to interact with APIs. All of those use the Ruby API. And these are just some examples of other projects that interact with Open Nebula using these higher level APIs. This is an example of the Ruby API. As you can see, once you require the Open Nebula module, it's just a matter of setting the credentials, your username and password, and you can just create a new client, and then you have higher level operations like I can call .info to get all the virtual machines information, and then I can just call vm.shutdown. So again, we try to make it very easy to create new scripts to automate tasks. And now I'm going to talk about some other stuff that you don't really need to configure or use out of the box. These are just features that we support, so you can make, as I said, Open Nebula as complex as you need to. So for example, if you have an heterogeneous environment, maybe you have 5 KVM hosts and another 5 Xen hosts, you could group them in clusters. So Open Nebula differentiates between them, and you can have different kind of virtual machines for each cluster. This could be used also to group hosts that are geographically closer or to balance the operations. So you can have like master-slave. This is an example of the things you can do with the storage backends. You can have different backends for each cluster, but one interesting thing is that you can set multiple backends to each cluster, and you can mix them with your virtual machines. So for example, you could launch a virtual machine that uses one disk from your NFS backend, another disk from iSCSI, and maybe those two different backends are only available to a cluster or two clusters, And OpenNebula will know how to deploy the VM in the correct cluster and move all the disks, each one with different drivers. And if you need a higher level of isolation instead of clusters, you could decide to deploy two different OpenNebula installations and then manage both of them, well, both or as much as you need, with the Ozone's component. You enable this component, you have a single point of administration and a single point of entry for your end users to all your OpenNebula sites. You can also do some aggregation stuff, so you get a monitoring that tells you the health of all your different OpenNebula clouds aggregated. And some other things you can do. You could decide that not only you want your users to be able to launch VMs, maybe you'd like to give them a chunk of your cloud. You'd like to give them more freedom, but you don't really want them to access your infrastructure. So you can create a virtual data center. And with this setup, you could designate a VDC admin. These users have like a mini OpenNebula cloud where they can create new users, do some kind of management. Maybe they can decide their permissions for some images, or they can decide that this user has permission to use this virtual network but not the other one. So they are kind of like a cloud administration, their own small cloud. Or you could create a hybrid cloud environment. This is done plugging OpenNebula to a remote provider. This is similar to configuring a new host. The difference is that there are different kind of drivers, but from the end user point of view, this is transparent. So the end users see that suddenly your resources are unlimited because you are sending the new VMs to the remote provider. But they don't really know if you bought more machines or just configured hybrid cloud. And OpenNebula also has a suite of high-level applications. We call them OpenNebula apps. The app flow allows you to manage your virtual machines as services. A service is a group of VMs with interconnecting networks and also with deployment dependencies. So instead of launching separate VMs, waiting for them to end and then the other one, you can define a service where you say, this VM is the master VM. Once the deployment is done, you can deploy the backends. And it will do that automatically, and it also allow you to do some bunch management. So you can select a service and you can shut down all the group of VMs and things like that. You also have the app stage component. This makes it easier to launch clean VMs and at boot time customize them with chef recipes. And we also have the app market tool. The app market allows you to deploy your own marketplace. And I think it's better if I just show you what a marketplace is. This is our marketplace. Here you have a catalog of appliances. You can get any of them that is ready to be used in OpenNebula. For example, you get this with KVM. You could download it, or you could go to OpenNebula Sandstone, and it's fully integrated. You can select any of them and just import them to your local infrastructure. The marketplace allows users to create new appliances and upload their VMs. And with this component, the app market, you can create your own marketplace and share your appliances maybe between different Open Nebula clouds without having to interconnect them. And if you want to try Open Nebula, it's really easy. You go to our webpage and you select the tryout menu. You can download pre-installed virtual machines for VirtualBox, KVM, VMware, or you can even launch this sandbox machine in Amazon EC2. And this is a full installation of Open Nebula. And it comes with a localhost configure, so you can even launch VMs with paravirtualization. So it's not just a demo, it's a real cloud inside a virtual machine. It's really easy to get it working, so if you want to try out. And you can join the development of Open Nebula, of course. Everything is open. You can log into dev.opennebula.org. You can create new ticket requests. You can collaborate with patches. If you want to create an ecosystem project, we also host them. And we also have a support mailing list and our IRC channel. Announcement of Open Nebula Conf. We're going to the first Open Nebula conference here in Berlin this September. There's more information in the NetWays booth right in front of this door. And you can visit the NetWays booth or the InnoVex booth if you want more information. I'll be around later also. So that's it. I was really quick, quicker than I thought. But there's plenty of time for any questions if you have any.
Thank you. Thank you, Carlos. The questions. Thank you for this very nice Open Nebula introduction. We've learned about pretty much the infrastructure, how it works, what are the components. We saw that via apps there's a big flexibility, and with this Sunstone controller you're really able to manage a lot of systems. And there's an upcoming event in Berlin, so very nice for everyone to join this. Anyone having some questions, then I would come with the microphone.
Could you explain a little bit about the concept of the drivers of within Open Nebula? So what kind of flexibility does it actually give? For example, is it only possible to at different types of virtualization, or are other resources able to configure that way as well?
So are you asking if you can add as many as you want, or different kind of can coexist at the same time? Didn't fully understand your question. Are you asking if you can have different kinds of hypervisors configured all working at the same time? Oh, that wasn't your question, sorry.
I understood that you can add support for different types of hypervisors by the means of drivers. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, but can you add additional configuration for other resources as well by means of drivers? Or is the concept of a driver directly bound to hypervisors?
Oh no, we have drivers for any external component we interact with. We do that through a driver. So we have a driver for monitoring. You can enable the Ganglia driver to gather all the monitoring information. We have virtualization to talk with the hypervisor. but we also have storage. You can talk to different backends. Networking, you can use Evitable, OpenVSuite, authentication drivers, so you can use the X509 certificates, or maybe you can develop your driver to talk to Kerberos. You can enable even authorization drivers. So each individual request can be interrupted and denied or allowed by an external driver.
Okay, so it's kind of a implementation of an API.
Yeah, the API actually, I don't know if I have. We don't really have an API. We have a set of drivers, and the implementation is really simple. As you can see, because there's a small script for each action, you only need to do a small script that says exit 0. The action went well. You have to do any information. You can give any information to Panebula. You use the standard input, output. So more than an API, we have like a dummy driver you can get and customize. So you get the authentication driver. There's a script that says auth, exit 0. And you can do whatever you want. And you can read that in Ruby, Bash, C++. So,
more questions? All right, then, again, big thank you to you, Carlos.